In Liberia, the Ebola virus has left an estimated 2,000 children as orphans. Finding them places to live, foster homes, or with other relatives can take time, as NPR's Fabio Quist-Artin discovered when she visited a children's shelter in the capital, Monrovia.
Over the past few months, Child Fund in Liberia's capital has been looking after more than 50 Ebola orphans, as they're commonly known here, kids who've come into contact with people sick with the virus. Their ages range from 2 weeks to 17 years. These children must be monitored for 21 days, the cycle of the Ebola virus, in a first care home to ensure that they're also not infected, says Anthony Clay-Sie. He's program manager for Child Fund Liberia.
Children are placed in a group of three. If a child starts to show signs and symptoms of Ebola, that child is immediately isolated.
Clay Sie says they've recorded 5 cases of Ebola among the children in their shelter. 3 died, 2 have survived. For the healthy children, it's a 2-stage process. After they've completed the first observation period, the children move to a second care home. After at least another 21 days there, they can go home or to extended family. Today is that day for 18 children.
The 6 bags, they were in a car with the children, blanket, the bucket, everything.
Sienna Wisse from Liberia's Family Welfare Division is helping to supervise the children's departure. They're being given clothes, toiletries, a mattress and a blanket each, along with 25 kilos of rice and cooking oil, says Clessier, and colourful mattresses piled high on top of 3 vehicles.
The government and other partners are providing what you call reunification packages to children. Normally, children who come from a family that had an infected person, their belongings are all burned. So upon their return, they may find it difficult to start life over.
Clay Sear is describing the busy scene at the care home. The Togba sisters, 13-year-old Lovety and Trey, who's 12, are both wearing delightful bobble hairstyles and broad smiles. But these turn to nervous, sorrowful looks as the girls remember the loved ones they've lost to Ebola. First, Lovety.
I was 7. My father, my grandma, my auntie, my uncle died, my brother.
Lovety calls the uncle who died of Ebola her pa, her father, because he was the one looking after the Togba sisters and paying their school fees. Her younger sister, Trey, says,
I feel sad. Grandma needs to the plane.
The first time I came, I was sad because the place was strange to me. It was just my sister and I.
Howa Sherman is the supervisor of the children's shelters.
I'm very happy and I'm sad because all the months we have gotten so used to them. We are happy because they are going to be reunited with their families and we also miss them too. They need more love, definitely. Losing your parents is hard, very hard to take, so we need to give them more love.
After a false start, when a couple of the colourful mattresses heaped upon the roof of one vehicle get caught on the gate, the convoy sets off. First stop, Jacobstown, a neighbourhood at the end of a dirt road on the outskirts of Monrovia.
Hey, mama, no.
Makutu Jabate, who's an Ebola survivor, squeals with delight, hugging her newly returned 5-year-old daughter, Mabana Kone. The UN Children's Agency says there's also reintegration at community level, with more than 800 children resettled to date in Liberia. Stigmatization of Ebola survivors and those whose family members have died of the virus has been a problem. Jacobstown's community chief, Oscar Wisse Sr., has a brief word with the small happy gathering.
We did not stigmatize the parents, we did not stigmatize the children.
Papers are signed and certificates delivered. Wia Kova, an Ebola survivor who lost 6 family members, has just been reunited with her 3-month-old son, Sekou Dukule. She says thank you to those who've looked after her baby boy.
Thank you for taking out the children. I don't know how to tell things because laughing because of my people pass away.
Baby Sekou's mother breaks down, but she gets her message across.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Ofebi Akustarkton, NPR News, Monrovia.